This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. China claimed the first two gold medals of the Tokyo Olympics on Saturday, while a cyclist became just the second competitor in Ecuador's history to top the podium with victory in the road race. As the troubled buildup to the pandemic-delayed games gave way to the first full day of sporting competition, China claimed victories in shooting and weightlifting. South Korea took gold in the mixed team archery competition. A total of 11 gold medals are to be decided on Saturday, but COVID-19 continues to cloud the games. A German cyclist was forced out of the road race, while a Dutch rower also tested positive. 17 new games-related cases were announced Saturday, taking the total number to 123, of which 12 are athletes. Organizers are also tracking the progress of a tropical storm heading towards Tokyo, with weather officials saying it could arrive on Tuesday. Ahead of the storm, it was the heat on Saturday that had tennis stars talking and complaining. Novak Djokovic and Daniel Medvedev called for a delay to the start times of Olympic tennis matches as players labored in the sweltering Tokyo summer heat on the opening day of the tournament. The Russian star admitted the conditions were, quote, some of the worst he had ever experienced. Philippine authorities evacuated thousands of residents in the capital Manila out of their low-lying communities on Saturday as heavy monsoon rain, compounded by a tropical storm, flooded the city and nearby provinces. Nearly 3,000 people are taking shelter at an elementary school after a nearby river started overflowing from continued rains. In another area, Coast Guard personnel helped residents evacuate and carried the elderly out of their homes. About 14,000 people have been moved to evacuation centers. This is VOA News.